throughout this presidential election year. We've checked in with pollster Andrew Kohut, who runs the Pew Research Center. And Pew has a new poll out, which marks a change in the presidential matchup. Andy, you're now looking at what amounts to essentially a tie.
Absolutely. We have 46% of our respondents say if the election were being held today, they'd vote for Barack Obama. 43% saying they'd vote for John McCain. That's within the margin of error and quite different from what we found back in June when Obama first became the Democratic nominee. Then it was a 48-40% Obama margin. So Obama has lost ground. McCain has picked up ground, and it's a pretty even race.
Let's look at those two phenomena. First, McCain gaining ground. Where has he improved?
He's improved by getting his base behind him. Republican support went from 82% in June to 87% now. White evangelical Protestants, who are a core Republican group, went from 61% McCain to 68% now. He's also, McCain, that is, getting greater support from white working class voters. 47% then, 53% now.
Barack Obama, meanwhile, you say, has weakened a little bit. Among whom?
Well, what he hasn't done is he hasn't unified his party to the extent that John McCain has. Only 83% of Democrats say they're going to vote for Obama versus 87% of Republicans voting for McCain. And a lot of those Hillary Clinton backers are still out there on the fence. 72% of them say that they would vote for Obama. But among McCain's former opponents, the number's up to 88%. Mm-hmm. So Obama hasn't brought more people to his side at a time when McCain has been able to achieve this.
Are there any issues or aspects of the presidency that people are looking at a little differently in August than they did in June that might account for some of this change?
Well, I think the contours of the race are still very much the same. I think what's missing and what's different now is there's less in the conversation about President Bush, less in the conversation about discontent with the nation, the political conversation, I mean, and it's more about Barack Obama. And the focus on Obama rather than the problems with the country hasn't really helped Barack Obama. Last week, we had a poll that showed 48% of the people saying they'd heard too much about Barack Obama.
Obama fatigue, you were reporting.
Obama fatigue, and that is a consequence also of McCain attacking Obama and making people aware of him. But it, to a certain extent, it doesn't go to the real Democratic advantage, which is discontent with the country, as opposed to a focus on Obama, where there are some very mixed views. If we look at those soft supporters for Obama, they worry about his experience. Obama has problems. He hasn't been able to use his real resource, which is discontent with the Republicans.
Talk a little bit about swing voters. I mean, how many people in your poll, what share of the sample, really might go either way as opposed to being enthusiastic or less enthusiastic voters for one person or the other?
Every poll has a great set of statistics. Mm-hmm. Here's the great set of statistics. One-third of the voters are swing voters. 11% lean to Obama, 11% lean to McCain. That is, they may go that way, but might not. And then 11% are undecided. So we have a third of the electorate split pretty much evenly between the two candidates. It is, despite the Democratic advantage on party affiliation and discontent with the times, an amazingly close contest in this poll and many other polls taken by national polling organizations.
Andrew Kohut, president of the Pew Research Center. Thanks a lot, Andy.
You're welcome.